Yeah, you know, I'm S-R-M-B-K. You heard the press, the gentleman that you all killers. If y'all niggas didn't know, now y'all know. And if y'all is the first time seeing me, this is what I look like. You heard, all city vertical kid, you heard? Cause you ain't gonna see nothing but graph legends, champions, concrete jungle barbarians on this shit, you heard?
Champs, episode number 13. We have the concrete barbarian NYC representing himself from the lower, Big Sev TDT. You heard? Yo, Sev, before anything, I gotta give you the proper introduction. You know, like, I gotta give these niggas the history of who's in front of the fucking screen right now. This man right here is so legendary in New York and in graffiti history, period. You're gonna hear the jewels. You heard? Like, this nigga been around more than whatever, my nigga. But this nigga right here is one of the goats of NYC. Give it up for Steph, my nigga, TDT. Thanks for coming on.
Hello, bro. You can hear me, man?
Yeah, I can hear you, bro. So this is what we usually do, you know, because the fans been asking for you and everything. So they want to know your story from the beginning. So I'm going to start from the very beginning. What got you into graffiti? How did you get into graffiti?
Going outside with my moms and shit, seeing graffiti and shit. I used to see, like, Lee, because, you know, Lee lived right in my neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Lee, the original Lee.
Wow.
I used to see his tags everywhere. You know what I'm saying? And then one time I seen him in the Brooklyn Bridge train station with Lady Pink. That's when he was messing with Lady Pink. That's
wow. Great.
So, you know, I'm taking it back. So, you know, that kind of inspired me. You know what I'm saying? And then seeing tags in the hallway. And, like, this kid that lived in my neighborhood, he wrote Spy, S-P-Y. And he used to kill shit, you know what I'm saying? He used to do spy characters and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about way back. And, you know, a couple other people, you know what I'm saying? Seeing shit on the trains and shit, seeing Cap Up, motherfucking Mitch 177.
So how old, what was the age that you was, like, catching on to it?
Wow, when I was a little kid, you know, like 12, 13 years old. And then my brother got me into that shit real heavy, too. You know what I'm saying? My brother writes Tav, I write Sev.
That's what it is. So how did you get, your tag off of your brother? How did you get the tag Sev?
Now, one time I was over there across the street from my neighborhood, Southbridge, and there was this kid, he writes Conan, TDT. And then, you know, sometimes kids used to have second tags, and he wrote Sev. When I saw that shit, I was like, yo, Conan, I'm taking that tag, bro. I'm feeling that shit. But yo, it just sounds like, you know, his brothers. Like, I was like, I don't give a fuck. I like that. I'm writing Sav, SCB. You know,
so man? You straight D-bowled the tag. You D-bowled the tag.
He didn't mind. You know what I'm saying? He wrote Conan TDT. Conan got his shit in. You know what I'm saying? Conan's a legend, too. That's a fact.
So how did TDT start? TDT is your crew, right?
My brother started it, but, you know, my brother don't write no more. For the last 20 years, 25 years, come on, man. Like, everybody that's down with TDT, that, you know what I'm saying, that I threw down is because of me. It's not because of my brother, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm running the crew right now. My brother ain't really writing. You don't see no tab tags in the street. You ever seen a tab tag in the street?
Nah, I don't think so.
There you go. I know you see my shit on the shoot.
Oh, forever, since I was a kid. You know what I'm saying? The same way you seen Lee, I seen Steph, my nigga.
All right, no doubt.
You know what I mean? All right, so now you're like, what year did, like, TDT start? Like, and shit, like, what, how old was you when TDT started?
Like, 79, 80. You know what I'm saying? With my brother. Wow. I could tell you, like, the main dudes that were down with TDT. There was a lot of Chinese kids, believe it or not, in Chinatown down with TDT.
This kid, tell me, who?
Lee 3. He used to write Lee 3, believe it or not. He had a nice, clean tag and stuff. This kid that used to write Trek. SF, Chinese kid, SF. Damn, who else? There's a whole bunch of kids, yo. And then, you know, like, the Spanish kids from my block, it was, like, me, this kid, he used to write Set, believe it or not, yo. Like the original set, that nigga been since the 80s, you know what I'm saying? He used to do IE throw-ups, you know what I'm saying? That's why I probably F got his throw-up with them IEs. He's connect the I to the E. That shit used to look sick. His name was Carnell, you know what I'm saying? He was down with TDT. Oh, my boy ME, bro. My boy ME. Me and him used to fuck. Like when I first started bombing trains, I was bombing with him. You know what I'm saying? Me and him just killing it.
So tell me about that. When was the first time? All right. So as soon as you got, you started writing Stev, like did you took it serious off the beginning, or you were just like, whatever, you know, like, you know how some niggas just do it whenever, you know, they have the opportunity.
Not me, man. I was a vandal, bro. I named myself Street Evil Vandal. You know what I'm saying? So when I had paint, even markers, yo, I would write with a marker until that shit ran out. You know what I'm saying? I don't go That's home right. with markers. I don't play. Right. I bring them out. And they gone. When I, you know what I'm saying? When I come home, they ain't no ink in that book.
So when was the first time you went, like, to the yards or hit a train, like, went and bombed trains?
Wow. The first time it was a layup. Hanging out with TDT, niggas, you know, my brother Mark, M.E., and Renard. Yo, Renard KGB. He used to write S.C. Star Chaser. He used to write Ren, R.E.N. That nigga killed shit back in the days. He used to always take us to layups and all that. He was a big Modelo nigga, so niggas used to be scared of him. You know what I'm saying? When I was walking with him, I felt like I was walking with Rich or something. You know what I'm saying? Rich RTW. Dead ass. Niggas used to be scared of my boy Ren. Dead ass.
Wow.
Never heard of him? Ren KGB? And he used to write He only bombed trains. He didn't really bomb the streets, you know?
Okay, because, you know, I just missed the train era, so I know, you know, I know maybe, like, 50% of the, like, the, you know, because I wasn't there. I wasn't there and shit. I wish I was there, Seb. No, I swear I wish.
If you ask a couple of people if they ever heard of Renard, and he used to write SC, too. SC, Star Chaser. Hey, yo, niggas know who he is.
That's what's up. So, all right, so now you're in the trains and shit, you're hitting trains, and now you're seeing your shit. How long did it take for you to, like, get recognized, or how long did it take for you to feel like you was making noise?
When I go benching, and one time I went benching, and every train that went by, I had a throw-up or a tag on it, and I was like, yo, now I'm up, you know what I'm saying? So I just went to, like, another line and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Then so you hit all the lines? You hit all the train lines?
I hit the J's, the M's. I hit the A trains. I hit the CC's. I hit all the letters. And then I hit numbers, too. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of kids in the Lower East Side, they hit letters. You know what I'm saying? I hit the 2's, the 5's. We used to go to New Lots. You know? And then I used to go to 3-yard where Jaws used to go. Yo, I'm going to tell you a story about one time I went in the 3-yard. Yo, one time I went in the 3-yard, because, yo, I used to bomb that whole shit up. So one time I went in there, I was just with my boy Fear. He's down TNS. You know what I'm saying? He used to write S-E. He used to do S-E throw-ups, and he wrote Fear, F-E-A-R. So we go up in the 3-yard. This is where Jaws, you know what I'm saying? J-O-Z used to run shit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I really never ran into him. I ran into his boy. He used to write Shice. You know what I'm saying? No, matter of fact, I met Jaws before. I met him on Canal Street. You heard? He used to wash windows on Canal Street. Word up. He used to get his hustle on, you know? When we was out there selling fireworks, he was out there selling fireworks and washing windows. He was getting money, you know what I'm saying? Jaws, you know, he was a big, tall dude. I remember him, you know what I'm saying? Because I met him a couple times, and he always showed me love. You know what I'm saying? So what I was just talking about, I forgot.
No, wait, but let me just ask you this before we get back into that. Because we was talking about this the last time. So many niggas that come out of the lower, it seems like they fucking turn into legends and goats, my nigga. The lower is full of straight, like, everybody from the lower gets crazy. Why you think that is? Like, niggas, like, how you think that happened?
I don't know. I guess we're more recognized because where we live at, you know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, me, like, my shit is always in the news. My shit, I came out in mad movies. I see my shit in commercials. I mean, it's like, forget about it, you know what I'm saying?
You think it was easier to get noticed since you was in Manhattan?
Hell yeah, definitely, bro. That's a fact. That's a snap of fact.
Because for all the fans that don't know, if you're not from New York or whatever, you know, Manhattan is like a neutral zone for everybody. You know what I'm saying? For all the boroughs to hit.
You know why? Because they always filming movies and the news is always out here. I mean, you know, this is downtown, this is Manhattan. This is where it's at. This is money-making Manhattan, you know? This is where basically. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody walks up and down Manhattan. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you come to Manhattan, that shit is crowded. You know what I'm saying?
Facts, facts. So you said that you have bumped into Jaws in them?
Yeah, I used to run into Jaws on Canal Street. He used to sell fireworks, and he used to wash windows. I used to do that, too, when I was a kid. I used to make good money doing it. I used to make, like, $40, $50 a day doing that.
Back then, that shit was, like, $200, yeah. Boy.
I'm old school, you know what I'm saying? I'm already in my 50s. So back in the days when I was younger and watching, you know, doing that shit, that was a hustle, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure out how old Jaws would be right now if he was still alive. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'll probably be, like, around my age or his, because I'm in my early 50s. He got to be at least 45, 47, because I know I was a little older than him, you know what I'm saying? Well, who knows? You never know. He's probably my age. You know what I'm saying?
So how was it for you switching over from the train? When the train started fading out and shit, was you, like, upset? Like, damn.
Not really, because that's when I got with this girl and shit, and I had a kid with her. So I kind of, like, stopped writing graffiti. But all the time me and her used to fight, you already know what I did. I would go to the hardware store, and I didn't even pay for my paint. I was just pissed off. You know what I'm saying? I'll go steal some fucking paint, and I would go up on the Manhattan roofs over there in Chinatown by the Manhattan Bridge and just fucking, yo, I used to be the first one that used to bomb them roofs out there. Like, when I used to bomb them, them shits are clean. Like, you look at that shit now, there's no spots there. You know what I'm saying? No, but dead ass, yo, I used to just get my little practice on there, go up on the roofs, do throw-ups and all that shit. And then, you know, then once I just got back into it, that was probably like, well, I've definitely bombed the 90s, because you know what I'm saying? Because of me, F, may he rest in peace, and Beefer, we went all city, you know what I'm saying? We did that with niggas, you know what I'm saying? We didn't, like, kill it like motherfucking Josh Five and them, you know what I'm saying? But we definitely went to every fucking borough and, you know, smacked it up, you know what I'm saying? Probably, we ain't Staten Island. We didn't really, I fucked with Staten Island because when I worked out there, but I didn't like Staten Island because you'll get bagged out there, you know what I'm saying?
They don't play. Hell yeah, niggas are dumb racist too. The cops and everybody out there racist.
They don't play. But, when it comes to two boroughs like that, Staten Island, the next borough like that would be Queens. Queens don't play.
For real. For real. I hated bombing Queens. I had to though, but I hated it.
Yeah.
What era you think was better than the 80s or the 90s?
I guess the 80s for me, because I was bombing trains, niggas. Yeah,
no, you stay in the
don't get me wrong, yo. I love bombing the streets, bro. Cause I still bomb. I ain't gonna. I just beat a case right now. You know what I'm saying? That's the other day. I'm kind of chilling right now. You know what I'm saying? Well, I didn't beat it. I ain't gonna front. I pleaded guilty to it, but you know, I just can't get in trouble for 6 months. Thank God the Vandal Squad didn't run down on me. You know what I'm saying? Cause the last time I got locked out, they tried to do that. They ran me back downstairs, remanded me, and tried to arrest me for another borough. But you know what happened, yo? On the grace of God, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I went downstairs. They said, yo, this shit got canceled. I was like, what? So that means they let me go? And yo, they let me go, bro.
Wow, that's a miracle.
Yeah, true story, bro.
That shit ain't never happened to me, nigga. But yo, so you saying that the 80s train shit is better than the 90s street shit?
Oh, yeah, because just the excitement of bombing the trains. And then when you go back and see your shit running and shit. Oh, yo, I remember, yo, like from where I live in my projects, I used to take a pair of binoculars and I used to see the train. Yo, from where the train is from my house, it's probably 4 blocks. I used to take a pair of binoculars, and one time I see my fucking throw-ups go by on the train. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I got mad excited from my fucking room window. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's dope.
I used to go on with that school bus yellow and the black. So, yo, that shit popped out. I saw that shit. I was like, yeah, look at that.
So when the trains was really at its, like at its best, who was the, like, the top niggas killing the trains?
Depends what line, you know what I'm saying?
All right, so let me ask you this. Who is your favorite niggas from the train era that really killed shit and made, like, an impact?
Motherfucking Hot Crew, Go For, D.U., Bill Blast and all them niggas. You know what I'm saying? Because we were all from the same neighborhood. But when we rode to layups and shit, we were like 25 deep. We was just cutting niggas, you know what I'm saying? So we used to fucking cut niggas. We like used to bring it to another level with McKinley Grab. You couldn't come to our layup, because yo, you come to our layup, we're gonna get you, you know what I'm saying? That's when I was rolling with them, you know what I'm saying? But dead ass, them niggas some real motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
So, all right, so now the train shit is over, the 90s start, boom. So let's say the trains just went out, so that had to be like fucking like 88, 89 and shit. Something like that. So now it's 1990, you're hitting the streets. Who's in the streets? Who you see in the streets?
Wow, I see this kid, he used to write Gangsta. You ever seen that up, Gangsta?
Nah.
Yo, he used to write Gangsta, yo. He used to have a nice, simple, clean style, you know what I'm saying? All over my head. Damn. So, this kid I used to write Peabody, you heard? He's from the Lower East Side, too. That nigga used to kill the fucking streets. Soul TNS. EL3, them niggas all kill shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're talking about the Lower East Side, right?
I'm just talking about in general.
But it came like everywhere, you know what I'm saying? Wow. OEP13 used to kill shit, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Them YKK niggas used to kill shit. All them niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Nice. Definitely.
TMR niggas, Saint and all of them.
Definitely. I love Saints, the FS throwies that he does. Those shits are fire.
Yeah, definitely.
Those shits are fire, bro. Because, you know, since I came up in the 90s, I'm going to say, like, you know, the 90s is my favorite, you know what I'm saying? Regardless. But in the 90s, it was just so much competition because it was just so much dope niggas and shit, just killing shit everywhere. You know what I mean? It was, like, very fun in the streets at the time. The streets. So, like, around 95, like, the middle of the 90s, that's when everybody was out fucking popping and shit. Like, who did you bond with anybody specific at the time, like in the 90s?
I bombed with a lot of cats, you know what I'm saying? I used to bomb from about the 90s. I used to bond with a couple of niggas, but, you know, I really don't want to really mention with them because I really don't fuck with them like that no more, you know what I'm saying?
I
get no love on this.
What do you think about the graph now? Like the graffiti out there now.
That's just a joke, bro. You got out of town is running shit out here now. You know what I'm saying? You got these motherfucking, what do you call them, kids? BTM, them niggas. They trying to run the city. Paying all these motherfuckers. These niggas ain't real New Yorkers. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? I never met that kid. You know, I know a couple of them niggas, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got no problems with them. You know what I'm saying?
So you be feeling offended when outsiders come and kill the city and then niggas that be calling themselves Austin from New York don't do shit, right?
Yeah, shit like that don't last, though. You know what I'm saying? You don't get touched up.
Don't last. Yo, these days a nigga catch a tag and just fucking put every day the same picture of the same shit in a different angle on Instagram and act like he got mad ups and shit, and that should be working sometimes, like on other niggas and shit.
I don't know about all that.
yo, that's that new shit, bro. It's not like when you had every single rooftop smash coming over the bridge, coming into Manhattan, like 100 Seth villains. Niggas never did that.
Yeah, it's like this fucking social media graffiti, Instagram, all this shit. This shit kind of fucked up graffiti, you know what I'm saying? Because now, yeah, like you said, people could take pictures of their shit and act like, you know what I'm saying? Like they, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like they run the shit, you know what I'm saying?
Is there any New York niggas, like young niggas that you see killing shit that you give it up to?
Yeah, I've seen a couple of niggas that's killing shit. That kid, Ansel?
Ansel, yep.
That nigga's killing shit. That kid Spray, S-P-R-A-Y.
Bronx, yeah. Kid, yep.
I know that kid. He's from the Bronx. That nigga's getting it, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
because lately I've been taking mad tags in the Bronx. Yo, I'm seeing shit everywhere, like rooftops everywhere. Like you got shit on Smash. And even in my borough, man, he climb. That nigga climb. He don't flood. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker climb in his spots. Who else? My nigga EH, TDT. That nigga's he right here though. Nah, but you know
that. What up, E? What up, E?
Yo, E, you want to get on camera? He said, nah, he camera shot.
So you said you named a couple of niggas and shit. So what about when Easy made his comeback? I seen that you hit bombs with that nigga and all that shit, and with Z A and Stu and all of them. Oh, yeah, that was like,
I'm sorry, yeah.
No, that was like the street killer movement, like in 2013 all the way to like whenever it ended or whatever. Tell me about that shit. How did you link up with all of them?
Like, you know, we just got all together. It was me, ZA, Easy, Sent4, this kid I used to write, Colton. Like after a while they got into a little problem, whatever. Colton was rolling with us. Bunch of kids from the Bronx was rolling, yo. It was a bunch of us, yo. You know what I'm saying? And we used to call ourselves the Street Killers. We were just hitting everything. You know what I'm saying? Easy, you know, used to take me on how he used to do shit. You know what I'm saying? Put me under his wing. Show me how to hit them streets real heavy. Now, you know what I'm saying? Now I know what to do.
Word. So, yeah, I brought that shit up because, you know, I hit a few bombs with y'all niggas and we had mad fun.
Hell yeah. And shit. God, you was rolling with us too. I remember we used to go to your house and everything, smoke mad blunts and all that.
All day, my nigga. I remember we went to that factory shit in Manhattan where it was everybody bombing every shit, everything.
Yeah.
Yo, that shit was fire. That was fire. And then we took the party. That was lit. I still got pictures from that day, my nigga.
Yeah, and then we took the party to the streets, remember?
Yep, exactly. Right. And we bombed in a snowstorm one time. We killed mad shit. I remember that shit. That shit was crazy.
Yeah, I remember that.
Over YD.
We had gotten in a car, and we was riding down the block, and 5-0 had bagged somebody. Yeah? They were writing graffiti. And we was all just looking. And we was like, oh, shit, yo, let's get the fuck out of here. We went to another borough, I think.
You know I think. Yeah, we went to the X, I think. We went to BX.
Yeah, we went to BX, exactly. I remember that.
Son, I love bombing so much. This shit is like in my blood, so crazy, bro. Like, do you think it's ever gonna stop for you?
Man, I'll be walking old man in a cane like this. Come on, man. You know, come on.
Hell yeah, me too, my nigga.
I don't know, God forbid, yo. Like, they would have to hit me with, like, a year in jail for me to be like, yo, I'm done with this. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want to jinx myself, but God forbid, you know what I'm saying?
Word, God forbid. What, tell me one of your favorite bombs. Oh, what about this? I seen you bomb, like, doing shit with MQ, bro. How did that come about, bro? Because that's a dope fucking combination, 7, MQ, bro. Two real fucking NY representing, you know, killing shit.
Through my boy CE, you know what I'm saying? CE from Queens. You know what I'm saying? One day he was talking to MQ, and you know, we just got on the phone, we just started talking and shit, and we met up, and the rest is history. We just started smashing shit. Fuck to MQ, you know what I'm saying? MQ's a good dude.
Yeah, that's dope, bro. That was like a treat for the streets, bro.
Definitely. Me, him, and that kid Want, W-A-N-T. A couple other niggas I used to support him with Blake. MQ just introduced me to a couple of niggas. Well, I knew Louie already. You know what I'm saying? Who else he introduced me to? Can't remember, but if I remember, I'll let you know.
Where Blake had them top to bottoms, bro.
Yeah.
Sometimes I be wondering how niggas get away with that shit, my nigga, because I just come out, I see a bunch of niggas with yo.
Wait, wait, spot. You talking about who's killing the streets? My man Goog.
Goog. That's right. Hell, salute my nigga Goog. You heard?
Word. And Hound smashing shit too. Them niggas.
Salute Hound.
That's what you talking about, niggas that do big shit. Them niggas are doing big shit. You know what I'm saying?
How the fuck, yo, son, I seen a double back-to-back Hound giant top-to-bottom blockbuster fill-in in a spot that was so hot that I was scared. I was like shook to catch a tag, just catch a tag, and this nigga did two back-to-back blockbusters.
I don't know, bro. It must have been
yo, the niggas is different.
Snowing, the sun. Now, it wasn't even raining. You talking about right there on Houston Street and Exit?
Yes.
Goog and Pear. It was Goog and Pear.
Goog and Pear,
fucking building. Yeah, that is a hot spot. Like, I don't see myself doing that. Nah.
That's
retarded. You're going to get locked up, you know what I'm saying? If you want to get it in like that, you know what I'm saying?
So remember how we used to have to make our own GIFs? You had to cut the little fucking side and all of that?
So I say that again? I didn't hear you. The motorcycle.
Remember when we used to have to make our own GIFs? And cut the side with the fat caps.
Oh, I thought you were talking about markers and shit with the school erasers. Yeah, we
used to the fat caps. Yeah, so now the paint comes with the fucking super retarded fat cap and shit. So now it's like easier to do them shits though, but it's still too much for me, bro.
Yo, these days with the paint they got, you could do a throw up in a minute. You know what I'm saying? And knock out the outline and all that. You know how I used to be there with a Krylon and shit? Or sometimes your rusto clogging up and you'll be trying to do a spelling. You be like, yo, what the fuck? I'm trying to get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? This is a hot spot. But with the paint they got these days, knock out some big fillings. But that's enough. Now you know how these niggas are knocking them shits off because, yo, that paint. Yo, back in the days, we didn't have paint like that.
Yeah, they be rocking the 600s, nigga. The 600s were like this.
There you go. 600 cans. What else? There's a couple other cans that I used to write mad fat that I used to bomb with. Can't even think of the names.
The orange middles and the baby blue middles used to be good for the Rustos.
Yeah, but Rustos is definitely my favorite spray paint, though. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, that's just safe. I still got tags from 89 rocking with Rustos, my nigga. Shit is retarded. But let me ask you this, Sev. You're such a fucking heavy hitter in the game. I want to know who's your top. Give me a top five or top 10 favorite writers of all time. Just, you know, it doesn't matter from what era, just who's your favorite niggas.
My favorite niggas. Definitely got to play Easy in there, you know what I'm saying? Lee. So TNS. EL3, may he rest in peace.
Yo, he had a sick throwy, bro.
I ain't gonna front, you know. We're going to say my favorite writer, my boy F1, may he rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? That was my favorite fucking, you know what I'm saying? That was my boy right there. I remember my daughter's young. I used to come to his house, you know what I'm saying? With my daughter, go eat, open the refrigerator like it was mine. You know what I'm saying?
But who?
My boy F1, I-F-O-N-E.
Oh, I-F. Oh, shit. I-F, that's a nice throwback.
That's my favorite writer, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? How many I got left?
Like five more.
All right. It's kind of hard. Let me see. My boy CS, bro. CS. CSTFK, bro. You know what I'm saying?
CFK, that's tax me. Crew.
Yeah. DG, man. My nigga DG, bro.
Rest in peace.
That nigga showed me mad love, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy. I'm naming a lot of people that have passed away, but damn, these are like my boys and shit, you know what I'm saying? Who else? How many I got left?
You got three left.
I can't even think right now.
So who you think is the most relentless street bomber?
Well, like right now or like all time?
Of all time. Like, who's your favorite relentless street bomber?
Damn. Easy, of course.
That's mine. Easy, baby.
Yeah, bro. Come on, ain't nobody fucking with him.
That's a fact, bro. When I had Easy on the show and Josh 5 and TK, now I'm adding you to the roster. Like, this shit is like, these are jewels that niggas can't get nowhere else, my nigga. What's your favorite, besides Manhattan, what's your favorite borough to hit?
Of course, your borough, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
I love hitting Brooklyn.
I seen your shit through Bushwick back in the days too, bro.
You know why? Because I used to mess with a lot of shorties out there. You know what I'm saying? I used to be up in their cribs, chilling, and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, land of the chicks, chicken baka.
Yeah. Right there in Marcy. You know what I'm saying? Like the Versus neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? I remember I used to come to your neighborhood all fucking flyed out, Tommy Hill, figure the fuck out, and the whole block is just staring at me. You know what I'm saying? But you already know.
Yeah, that's them.
You know what
that's
saying?
That Brooklyn shit, you already know.
Shorty, and you know, they all seen this shorty before. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yo, I'm glad you said that, because there be like niggas that's even niggas that's viewing right now, like niggas just be viewing the hate. You know what I'm saying? Like niggas is just watching to lurk because they hating this shit, or you know what I'm saying, for whatever reason. I'm glad you said that, so they know that it always been real, my nigga. Always on our side, your side, the NYC shit, my nigga. We keep it going, nigga.
Nah, but you already know I had my hand on right on my razor. You know what I'm saying? I ain't having that shit. Never.
Word, that's bad, nigga. Niggas get zippers real quick.
Word, somebody gonna get it.
That's a fact. Niggas don't even know running through 42nd Street back in the day, nigga. You get cut on it. You won't even make it off the train.
Yeah, and I was a quick runner. So if I cut you, you know I'm taking off, because you cut somebody, they really want to hurt you. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact. That's a fact, boy. Old school NYC, it ain't never gonna be the same, bro. It ain't never going to be the same. Give me your favorite. Give me like a crazy bombing story. You can't hear me? You can hear me? You? Yo, can y'all hear me? I think I'm having technical difficulties. You? Could y'all hear me? Yo, I guess, yo, could y'all hear me? Oh, you hear me? All right, that's what it is. What it is, Sax. Good looks for letting me know. I guess, Sev, he got a fucked up connection and shit. I'm gonna get him back on. Hold up. Can't hear Sev. Thank you, Neek. Yo, what it is, Strongbow, salute, my nigga. Yeah, technical difficulties, you already know. Let me try to get the guard back on real quick. Graph Champs, episode 13, with the guard Sev, TVT, TDT, my bad. No disrespect. I send you the invite, baby. Try to get him back on. There you go. You hear me? You hear me, Sam?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, all right. We back on. So what you were saying? Ooh. Ooh. You see, views like that make a graffiti want to write, or a graffiti writer want to bomb something.
See that in the background, right? That's the Brooklyn Bridge.
That's right, Brooklyn, baby.
They got the Manhattan Bridge over there.
Yeah, so y'all niggas is lucky, man. That Manhattan niggas, bro, y'all niggas got access to everything real quick. It's crazy. You heard New York, New York, baby. If you don't know, now you know. Yo, so what about this? Like for the fans and shit, for the sticker packs and the canvases, could they hit you up? Do you do that?
Hell yeah. You already know. I've been doing that. You know who put me on to that shit? Believe it or not. Well, I used to have beef with Scuff, YKK. But you know what I'm saying? After we squashed that shit, you know what I'm saying? That nigga showed me mad love. He said, yo, Seb, you can make money selling your artwork. I'm like, what do you mean? He said, you can sell your shit, bro. You can sell stickers. You can sell canvases. You can do all that. I'm like, word? So how I go about that? You just got to have PayPal or, you know, some way that can send you the money back and, you know, and have Instagram. So that's what I did, you know, ever since then what, damn, that's been like 10 years, you know what I'm saying? Must have made at least fucking 10, 15,000. I just sold painting the other day for 2,500. Yeah?
That's what's up. So how could they get in contact with you? Plug your shit.
Just go to my Instagram. I'm not on it right now. I haven't been on a month because I got into to an argument with this bitch ass nigga on IG. You know what I'm saying? I bought him from my crew and shit. And I ain't even mentioned this fucking pussy ass name. But I haven't even been on Instagram yet. But you know what I'm saying? But I'm about to, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't gonna mention none of that, but yeah. More or less, I'll probably have my IG back on like in a week. And my IG is SEB_TDT_LES. And my first Instagram shit, if you want to see like all my pictures, go to my original shit, Street Evil Vandal. Street_Evil_Vandal.
And that's where they could peep all your shit.
Hell yeah. I got like 12K, you know what I'm saying? That's when I used to have mad followers. You know? I had that shit up to like 14K. And I don't know, I just deaded that shit and started a new one. After the Vandal Squad ran down on me, they ran down on me and the whole crew, you know what I'm saying? They didn't just come to my house. They came to all of my houses at the same day.
Wow. Dang, son. They did the fucking the federale swoop, like, technique.
Yeah. You know, a nigga like me, I never opened my door, though, you know what I'm saying? These niggas are opening their doors, you know what I'm saying? They called me in the street while I was working. I'm working in the San Gennaro Beach. I go to take a break in the back. And I was going to say my government name, but, you know, they were like, Seb. I looked up. I was like, what? I'm like, yo, turn around. I'm like, for what? I'm like, you under arrest. I said, so I'm like, for what? To just tell me what I'm getting locked up for? I'll tell you after I cuff you. Turns around. Vandal Squad. I was like, what? They're like, yo, you don't open your door. I was like, no, I don't. Not for your ass.
Yeah, man. A real vandal, a real, real, real vandal has to come to the realization that one day they're gonna have to go through them bookings a couple of times for this shit.
My man, I've been to Rikers Island. I've been on the fucking boat in the Bronx. All that, central, but all that for writing graffiti. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, that's crazy. I got communities.
When you up in there and you in there with some crazy motherfuckers that killed somebody, robbed somebody, or stabbed somebody, crazy shit. You know, you cool with them, you know what I'm saying? And you vibing with them. I'm like, yo, what you in here for? I said, for graffiti. They're like, oh yeah, they threw them in there. Like, they, you know, they got like, yo,
like, they, yeah, niggas looking at you different,
like, for real.
This nigga ain't here for grab.
But, you know, I guess they don't get it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you put all your work into this year after year after year. You trying to build something, you know what I'm saying? Like, you trying to be a legend, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to call myself a legend or a king or none of that shit, but I'm definitely that longevity, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely, I, like, never stop. You know what I'm saying? Like, I took a little break, like I said, well, you know, when me and my girl and shit, when I got with her, but I ain't never really never stopped. You know what I'm saying? I definitely got that longevity shit, you know what I'm saying?
That you definitely got the longevity, my nigga. And I'll say it, use a New York icon, use a staple. If niggas ain't see your shit in New York, niggas ain't real New York. They ain't been nowhere, you heard?
Well, especially because Chinatown, I'm the king of Chinatown.
That's a fact. If you come to New York.
I call myself the king for that, you know what I'm saying? Because, yo, I definitely got Chinatown smashed. All the rooftops and all them blocks, you know what I'm saying? I got tags everywhere. All the trucks, vans. Like, I remember we used to bomb a lot of trucks and vans and shit, yo. Back in Chinatown, you know, box truck shows, that used to be a lot of fun.
I remember Seek 333. He had mad trucks back then.
Seek 333? Definitely. He was definitely LES.
LES representative. I think ZA is a LES representative as well.
Yeah, CA, Josh 5, Centaur. So TNS, name all the letters of Smith. FN, GTF. Oh yeah, Beefer. Lee. Name a couple of them. JA's from Manhattan. Know that, right? You know JA's from Manhattan. We talking about Manhattan,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You talking about niggas just from the Lower
East Side? Nah, let me ask you this. Who's your favorite writer from Manhattan ever?
me. Now, RD, bro. Motherfucking
RD. RD357?
Hell yeah, bro.
Yo, that nigga's a relentless.
Yeah,
RD been doing it.
Hell yeah, that nigga RD put it in. I ain't from Manhattan. You know? Forgot about RD.
Yeah, he had a few runs in the 90s. He went all city in the streets with the top to bottom fillings everywhere, and, with the DE kids skating.
DE3, yo.
Yeah, DE3.
He had that kid that passed too. Away that was down with their crew. I forgot what he wrote. I think it was RE.
RE, yes, rest in peace.
But yo, that nigga just put his work in. I remember when I went to the boat out there in the Bronx, bro, when they ride me in the bus, that nigga RE had tags everywhere around there, bro. He had that shit on smash.
Word, man. Rest in peace, rest in peace.
I never met him, but I heard he was a cool dude.
Word. So what's next? You what about pins? You still got pins?
I actually sold out on them shits, you know what I'm saying? Like, I bought 100 of them, I sold out. Then I bought another 100, I sold out. I'm about to get some more, though. I put my Instagram on. Yo, definitely, yo, I'm coming out with T-shirts, hats, all that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? I did the T-shirts before, but I ain't never doing the hats. So I'm definitely coming out with hats. I already bought a dozen hats and T-shirts. About to get them shits done. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to come out with some new pins. I'm definitely knock out some new canvases and post them on my IG, you know what I'm saying? Let's try to get this money. You still there, bro?
That's what it is, bro. Got to monetize.
Alright. Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah, I heard you.
So let me ask you this. Where you think graffiti is going now, bro? Where you think is graffiti is going? Because there's a lot of bullshit out there. Like, you think it needs the old heads to come back again to save it?
Well, damn, the street. Yo, the motherfucking street killers got to come back. You heard that, son? We all got to come back. You ready?
That's what I'm saying. Like, we got to come back and save this fucking culture because there's a lot of caca, bro.
No, bro. It's nothing you can do about that choice.
Yo, that's why I salute niggas like you, bro, for the longevity. That's why you're a New York icon, my nigga. Like, same as myself. Like, regardless, to the, you know, I'm gonna catch a tag whenever I have a fucking opportunity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If I had a camera right now, I'll take a tag for you.
Exactly, my nigga. Exactly. Fucking yo, I fucking got hit with some allergy shit. My fucking eyes are fucked up. That's why my nose is running, man. Pardon me for that shit.
Hey.
But I had Cope on the show. Cope used to have trains smashed. Did you ever run into like Cope or any of them Bronx niggas?
When I was bombing, I never ran into Cope because I wasn't bombing the shit he was hitting. You know what I'm saying? I was definitely in day up some yards and shit. The first time I ran into him was in that Mark Echo show.
Oh yeah? Nice.
That block party he did over down the west side of Manhattan. That was the first time I ran into Cope too.
What about Ghost? You never ran into Ghost and the Wrist Mob niggas?
Yeah. I mean, I remember when I was selling fireworks, Beefer used to bring Ghost around. And all the time they'll come around, they'll be like, yo, come on, son, let's go bombing. I'm like, nah, nigga. I'm like, why? Because I'm getting this cheddar. Nigga, I'm getting money here, bro. I'm saying, how much you make, bro? I'll give it to you, bro. I'm like, nah, you can't. I'm making at least $5 to $1,000 every day, bro. So what you rather do? You rather get that $1,000 a day? You know, I'm from the projects. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no fucking life savings. I ain't got no money laying up in the bank. I ain't got none of that. So you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I was going out there to get it. So that was a couple of times, you know what I'm saying? First time I ran to Ghost, we was all bombing. It was me, Conan, those the mad niggas that, you know, that was with us. And we was on the train and shit. We was going to a layup. And Ghost was staring at us. We already knew he was a writer. Because he had paint all over him, you know what I'm saying? So we like, yo, what's up? You write? So we told him, he didn't want to tell us. So after we told him what we write, he said, yo, I write Ghost. I said, Ghost? You talking about Ghost Wrist Crew? You ain't Ghost. Stop lying. So, you know, we didn't believe him. Then, you know, after a while, whatever, we believed him. So I was like, yo, well, come on, won't you come with us, nigga? We got you. You don't want to come. You know what I'm saying?
So what, his throwy is fucking is iconic, bro. I love his throwy. So give me your top five dopest throwies that you like. Who you think are the dopest throwies?
Damn. On the NE, bro. Motherfucking RTW. Men 1. Remember them NE throws he used to do?
Those fire
killers. Damn, RE and Pizer, them MOG niggas.
Pizer, wow, Peasy.
Pizer, yeah. And RE. Them niggas have some crazy fucking dubs, you know what I'm saying? I remember who else had a dog? Kid Jaws. Jaws had a nice dog.
Fire throw. Fire.
A couple other niggas. I can't think. Oh, you said top five. How many y'all name?
You already named 4.
All right, so one more. One more. Motherfucking John 1, bro. John 1, 156, bro. And he's always born with that same light green looking color, you know what I'm saying? Look, I remember when I met him, bro, you know what I'm saying? He was mad cool, you know what I'm saying? He's like, what you write? It's like, John 1. I'm like, oh, shit, you know what I'm saying? I would think we was in Brooklyn. We was going to cop weed. Because, yo, back in the days, everybody that was down with TDT, we used to go to Gates Ave. You heard? We used to get on the G train and go to Gates Ave and buy that motherfucking weed out there. Yo, we always used to go to Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? To buy, and we used to go out there take tags all the time. We went out there. And what you call it? So what I was just trying to say. So, yeah, so one day, you know, we're going out there and we run into John 1, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he shows us mad love and shit, and then he kept the move.
John 1, that's super throwback. That's super duper throwback, my nigga. Me personally, I love Ghost shit. I love OE. I like I love KA TKK from Bushwick. I don't know if you ever seen his shit.
Of course, bro. That's my nigga right there.
Yo, son, his throwy is fucking that awesome, bro.
That's a legend in your neighborhood, bro.
Legend, bro. That's nigga. I wanted to be.
You need to put him on your show.
Yeah. He's coming. You know, I can't say nothing because, you know, I try to hit him with the surprises and shit, you know, the fans or whatever. But he's definitely coming up to the show, bro.
All right. Because
that nigga is the true Bushwick King.
Yeah, definitely. I hear you guys talk about him like that all the time, like giving him all his props. So, yeah, he needs to go out. You know what I'm saying? I like to hear his story.
Yeah, his story was fire, and I like KPWR. His story was crazy.
Yeah, KP. He used to do them faces, right?
Yep. And the other kid, ATWR, an old school trade nigga.
I remember these kids that used to bomb AI and AZ. Them niggas used to kill shit.
One team,
huh?
From around your way too. One team used to kill shit. I just love graffiti so much. I'm just such a fucking fan of this shit, bro. I'm you know what I'm saying? That's why I gotta give niggas like you your flowers, bro. And we appreciate like all the contributions you made to the streets of New York, my nigga. You heard? You ever thought of doing like a mini documentary or some type of little movie that explains your whole journey through graph? That would be fucking dope, bro.
I already did one actually, you know what I'm saying? Shit came out one day on Houston Street on the movie theater, but, you know, it never went anywhere.
What? Yo, you got to put that shit on the net.
I know. The guy that I did it with, I'm about to fucking see if I can get a copy of that shit and put that shit on the net and sell that shit for $20, $30. You know what I'm saying? Try to get like $30,
$40. Bro, that got to be seen, my nigga. You wildin'.
And I did it with a couple of niggas, you know what I'm saying? Me, Robot Kills, Easy, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a couple of niggas in this shit, you know what I'm saying? It's not just me, you know what I'm saying? It's about all of us, you know what I'm saying?
Wow, you definitely got to make that shit happen. Get that shit, my nigga.
Yeah, definitely.
The streets need that, bro. Yo, we want to salute EH2 for helping us make this shit happen. My nigga, extremely humble. You heard? The fans salute my brother, bro. For real, always looking out.
Said thank
you. Nah, salute to him, bro. And so,
I'm about to take a motherfucking 2-second break. Give me like a 10 second. I'm going to take a couple drags as well. I'm going to get right back with you.
Wait, hold on, because I just want to ask you one last question before we get off. I just want to ask you, what would you say to the young niggas now if you could give them advice trying to come up?
Wait a minute, say that again. I didn't come in clearly.
Do you have any advice for the young niggas trying to come up that are toy and trying to be somebody?
Well, as far as trying to, you know, bomb the
streets, make a name for themselves.
Trying to make a name for themselves.
Yeah.
You know how they say get into your books with all the tests and reading and all that shit, like studying for college? You need to get into black books to practice your style, come out with a dope ass tag with some nice letters, you know what I'm saying? So when you do them letters, you be like, okay, that works. And you know what I'm saying? Just keep practicing and just take it to the streets, you know what I'm saying? And do your thing. And don't go with no snitches, you know what I'm saying? Go with people you know what I'm saying? Don't meet somebody out on the street. Yeah, come on, yeah, we're going to go bomb. That's a bad idea right there. You know what I'm saying? Just fuck with your boys, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't got no boys that would really do it by yourself.
That's great advice for these young motherfuckers, because they don't live by no rules, my nigga. They don't have, like, older niggas guiding them, so they be all fucking the game up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, one more thing. When you ever get bagged, don't ever talk to the cops. Just say you want to speak to your lawyer. All right? That's a fact.
That's a fact. My nigga Destin told me that shit in 89. He was like, don't ever sign nothing saying who you are. Fuck that. Deny it to the end.
Nah,
Yo, do you got any shout outs before we jump off?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to you, you know what I'm saying, for putting me on this shit. You already know, MBK in the building.
Love always.
Boy, Joey, you know what I'm saying? I was with him last week, Joey 2-1, you know what I'm saying, and Nico, you You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? We was chilling in Washington Heights, getting smoked out, get drinking and all that. You know what I'm saying? Smoking. It was a little fucking little skateboard party, some shit. You know what I'm saying? A bunch of graffiti riders came out. Wemo was there. That kid, D.A.K., Cash Four, a couple other heads. You know, and we chilled. Like, who else? I'm going to give a shout out to my man, E.H., you know what I'm saying? I'm not even on my own Instagram. I'm on his Instagram. So, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy. But, you know, maybe I'll get the next time I get on, you know what I'm saying? We do a real proper interview, you know what I'm saying? A part two or something, you know what I'm saying? I'll be on my IG. That's a fact.
That's a fact.
All my followers get on, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, bro, I just want to tell you, I want to thank you for being on the show and blessing the screen with your knowledge and letting the fans know what it is. They've been asking for you, and I was able to deliver. Thank you for being on Graph Champs, episode number 13, the king motherfucking LES representative, TDT Sev himself, bro. Thank you, bro.
LES, baby.
One.
Yeah, you know, man. Stay up, my brother.